Matt Boyer.
Jeff White.
Tim Bristow.
Okay, we're missing Cindy, I guess. We have a quorum. Would you all please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Almost started all over again.
Thank you. All right. Public input. Any people want to express ideas, concerns, comments, questions, or issues about items not listed on the agenda or pending application? Okay. Seeing no input, we will go to number three, Wahali Development Site Tour. Yes, Trevor's going to take us on a tour and we'll come back.
Mr. Dave Boyden will be your guide.
All right.
Dave, do you have any just overview comments before we get up there?
No, I think we'll just go through it. I mean, just really informal, just Q&A, and I show you guys what's up there, what we've done, and questions you might have. But kind of take you at the top of first phase where we finished out infrastructure and look over, see the golf course that's been built, and then we'll take you down to the kind of a temporary clubhouse. I'm sure just while we're out, you guys have questions.
All right.
Dave will just point out things as we go up. And if you have technical questions, I do have a couple maps, the overview village, master plan, illustrative drawings. So, and I'll pass those around. You can kind of see, maybe get oriented a little bit. But I think this would be good because when you review future phases and hear things in the community, it's just good to build and know, hey, yeah, I remember that. That's where that is. Yeah, that's what that where that building is located and what it looks like. So you can kind of see the activity. And still, there's a lot of most people in town don't even know there's construction going on up there other than we can see the equipment right up on top. But so it's really an eye opener as you go up and see what's really.
To that point, everything you'll see up there is all everything in-house. So everything works for Wally. So we have about 250 employees part of that. Makes us, I think, the biggest, if not one of the biggest employers in Colville in the county as well. Of that, probably 25% or they're full-time jobs. You know, we have some seasonal stuff at the golf course, but most of these are, you know, resort and construction jobs. So.
Let me, just curious, Dave, I've heard this couple people that you employed quite a few high school students this last summer.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the resort and golf, I'd say on our seasonal, there's probably 20. And we're also, it's great. Our director of golf is, there's a lot of scholarship programs. Maybe these are career type of crafts that we'd love to have involved in. So we'll be working more with the high school and opportunities and help job. Like I said, we're probably 20% from the local area. And, you know, as far as we're concerned, we wish that we're 100%. So. Love everybody that's up there, so it's been. I think if you talk to everyone that works up there, you'll find that we try our hardest to treat everybody really well. So.
All right, so we have a van, so we just go get in the van, and I think Trevor's going to be the chauffeur tonight. And Dave will just kind of be there to give us the full tour of the areas that we're able to see tonight at the hall.
All righty.
Sounds good. Might work with it.
I think it's mine. Yeah.
Wow. We're going up the main gatehouse, or are we going to go around through ICC?
All right. We're back from the Wahali site tour. Next on the agenda is Community Development Director update. Stone, turn the time over to you.
Let's go. Through these won't be on the screen, but I'll just verbally go through a few things with you. Red Hills Master Plan Development Phase 1, final plat and construction drawings, is been working with the applicants on that. They're coming back on the city council meeting on October 16th, I think it is, Tuesday, the 16th, since that's a holiday right there, for continued review and possible approval. They've already had the public hearing with the city council, and they had some items to finish up from engineering and some planning items as well. So I'll be back for possible approval. Once that is approved, then they will proceed into their construction for the project. And so we'll see that probably happening next year is what I understand. With that will be a development agreement that will also be addressed with the city council on this. Then I want to make you aware, Rivers Edge Wild Estates, remember that project, combined master plan development. So I'm meeting with Courtney in the morning on finalizing the Wild Estates portion. He has finalized the Rivers Edge plat. It's here at the city, ready for our signatures at the city level. It is waiting on a development agreement that he's in the process of preparing, filling out our template, and then I'll work with him on that for approval with the city council. So that one's another one that will probably be under construction, underway. River's Edge, he wants to get on the storage units right away. So he'll be getting, those will be during the winter constructed.
He must be filling them up pretty fast then.
Got enough demand. Lazy J Storage and Boat Rental Shop, if you remember that project, is, according to the applicant, is getting funded right now, the same time as Courthouse Hill. Next year could be a big construction year in Colville. Some of these projects that are at that stage where they're finaling their financing, construction costs have gone down a little bit, and so they're able to proceed ahead and have to, or they'll lose their entitlements under our provisions of the code. So next year could be a big one in construction. The Robinson Hill annexation petition, I don't know if you followed that. I know you don't see those until it gets to the development review stage. That's the NS Hill over here, if you remember right. That went back to the city council after the public forum that was held, which appeared to be a balanced comments provided. And so essentially the message was leave things as they are. Boundary, it was really good opportunity to do some education with the public at that point, because we talked about sewer and water capacity and availability, how the annexation process works and so forth. So really informative that way, really good turnout. Takeaway though is we're probably where we need to be right now. So with that, the council did accept that petition. It's the first time that's occurred in the city since I've been here. Petition's been accepted following Wahali. That was the last one in 2018. So it's accepted. Now it goes through the protest period and public hearings and starts working through the process that way. Once and if it is ultimately annexed, zoning will be affixed. That luckily we have our future land use plan that kind of guides that quite a bit. So the council shouldn't really have to wrestle with that one too much. And once that occurs, then development will start here in the development review process. I just wanted to let you know that the administrative review development code amendments, I think I mentioned that to you before, from Senate Bill 174, has been reviewed now twice with the City Council. And we have a scheduled public hearing at their next meeting on Monday and for a possible adoption of those amendments. So we have worked all the way through that with the City Council. You remember seeing those and forwarded your recommendation. There's been some revisions to that. When we got into it a little bit, trying to fix when administrative ends and begins and when legislative starts. So how it, the current draft is, so you know, is they'll have minor subdivisions up to 5 lots that can be processed just like they are today administratively. Only comes to this planning commission, staff and the planning commission, only requires a final plat. No preliminary plat, no concept plan. Concept is optional for a developer if they want to get information from city staff to understand what the requirements are. We'll be happy to do that. Once the 6th lot is proposed, and it is a major subdivision, but that's still administratively processed, and it's that does require both preliminary and final subdivision plat. And here's what the difference was from 6 lots to 16. So a developer can propose 15 lots under a major subdivision that still is required to only be reviewed administratively. 16th lot does trigger it to the city council as a master plan development with requiring a development agreement. Development agreement, however, can still be required for less than 15 lots at the option of the city council, or not the city council, the planning commission. So if you feel, and I'll be recommending my perspective on this, but if there's a 10 lot subdivision that is not like straightforward, has some unique issues associated with it, you know, I may recommend that it not be reviewed administratively, that it should maybe be kicked to the city council. Maybe there's some legislative review necessary in public hearings and so forth that might be prudent. Development agreement might be good to have with some of those. But the state did allow, we had to do a little research on this with our consultant group, did allow a threshold. So we suggested at staff level that be 15. That was from the recommendation from the consultant group. We couldn't go much less than that, which was okay. But so we did 15, is still all reviewed administratively. So all of these projects that you've seen come through, other than these large ones like Holly, Red Hills, Chalk Creek Estates would be over that. They would still be reviewed as a master plan development agreement, but once they're approved as an MPD with the development agreement, going forward, all phasing of that project can only be reviewed administratively, no longer in the legislative. So all the future phases of Wahali, for example, will only once that MPD is approved by the legislative body, city council, then after that, any phasing, construction, platting, site plan.
But all our purpose there is only to make sure that they're conforming to their plan and the code. Yeah.
You know how this works. I review, make a recommendation, you confirm or not. Have a public hearing. There's one public hearing required. Leave any comment, which essentially a person in the public saying, I don't think it meets the code, would be the only comment that could be valid. It could say, I don't like it. Someone could say, I don't like it. I don't think it belongs here. If it meets the code, that's the thing the state legislature really did, is projects meet the code, they have to be approved. So by next week, that could be adopted, and there's a time frame that an ordinance has to be published for certain amount of time before it becomes effective. I would say by the end of the year we'll be, which we have to be anyway. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Don. Any updates, anything from the Planning Commission?
Not for me.
Just like to welcome Matt, a new member. Should have done it at the beginning of the meeting, but
we know each Welcome. Other.
Yeah. And I guess we don't have minutes ready from last meeting.
I don't have them both ready for you next time.
Sounds great.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Been moved and second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
All right, thanks. All right,
thank good. You.
Thanks for Phil.
Have a fun one.
Yeah. I'm going next time.
It might not be as fun.
Might be a little long.
The fun meeting's probably over there.
Probably so.
They haven't been too bad for a while.
They're all good.
Yeah.
Well, good night. Have a good night.
Yes,
thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Rochelle.
Yeah, thank you.
So Brenda, let you know we're under contract.
You what?
We're under contract.
Oh, I know. It's going to be so good.
They accepted it.
Right? That's great.
That's where it came down. Talk to Sean.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's just a little bit late.
Okay. He said,
I saw him coming. I said, hey, tell me what. How that went? That went pretty good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
He said. The guy said, I don't think there's any trouble, but you just know.
The samples and stuff.
The two samples, yeah, a couple of samples.
So the scenario is, if it came back positive, hopefully the report will.
What needs to happen, yeah. And then we just need to follow those guidelines, yeah. and then will he come back and recheck it to make sure that we've done everything?
Probably. I don't know. Mold's the weirdest thing, you know. Built the house years ago.
Was it in the basement?
Window, and I checked it and looked at it, and I could see right where the water hit. And down into across the windowsill, and there's a gap there that got down behind the sheetrock, and then down the floor, and the mold had just grown up. Inside the room.
Uh-huh.
And so I actually contracted that out and did. Took that piece of sheetrock off. But it was recent. It was live.
Okay, so it would have was.
We're like still a small area. It's only big as this.
Right
here, but
still, it's weird how it can move like that.
It is,
and I'm sure that
there's moisture. That's what happened. It's creature.
It's really a good thing that they wasn't living down there. Maybe, well, I know neither of them were, because when I was dating. They wasn't living downstairs, and it's a good thing, because I think they would have been sick.
Could have been sick.
As much as, you know what I mean? Because it looks like it just kind of grew. Yeah. There was a lot to me.
There was a lot going all around that. That's when I thought, I don't know, guys.
I know.
Just what it does, it just turns people off.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's why they have so many people come and look.
Yeah.
But come to find out, Lyle had a Hispanic guy. I'll give you 400 right now. And Lyle. Men and ran,
yeah,
you know,
just like it was. No,
so I hope everything's okay. I hope we've killed it or whatever it was. Yeah. Greg and
I think
said
it was
dead.
Yeah, I think it was dry.
Yeah,
inactive is the term.
Yeah,
and just needed to be wiped off.
Yeah,
and you guys did an awesome job.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we were very aggressive with it.
And that's what I told the agent, buyer's agent. Says, you know, these sellers, you're not. You know, this is unique. They don't want to sell a house.
No.
They've done everything they know how to.
Yeah.
finish the last. Going to do is get a report done.
That was a real big deal with these kids.
And you were even wanting to get sick. That'd be horrible.
Really, because they came back and did another inspection with this, with their agent, next day after you guys got that. Make sure you let Andrew and Lexi know that the washer's been plumbed in. I'm surprised that they haven't said, when, you know, we want the septic tank pumped, you know. Without, I talked to Brenda, I said, hey, you could offer back at 480 or 485 if you wanted, but it's, they would probably accept it, but it would take our bargaining chip away.
Yeah.
Because one thing I will say, you want a septic tank pump? I said, no. At the price that you guys offered,
yeah,
we're willing to go with that. And only we want to get the mold addressed, and that's, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that is good. That's good then. I appreciate that.
Because we would have come up 100, you know, 10 or 55 or 10 more thousand. It take away a little bit of that bargaining chip. They're going to have their own inspector come in.
Yeah.
And so it might come down to say, we want X, Y, and Z fixed. And yeah, we'll respond and say, no, we've done the mold. We've done, unless it's some other really healthy health issue that I can.
What do you usually see? Like, what do they come back in and say? Like,
electrical, I can see some just walking through it. Electrical covers, any wires that are exposed. Inspectors will find everything. Any cracks in the paint. On an asbestos test done on that ceiling.
Oh.
You know. That's, those kind of things, unless it's an obvious, evident defect that is related directly to safety.
Right.
There's electrical wire hanging out of the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That was live.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd probably not fix that.
Well, yeah.
But anything else, like chip paint or a crack here or there under settling, it's an old home. Any other testing, radon or asbestos or as is, it says right in the contract.
Yeah.
Both in the listing docs and comments, and also in the contract itself. Reason that I would say it's not negotiable, because that's what you guys want. But second, we've accepted the price you wanted. Falls on you to repair.
Good.
That's where I am. Would suggest you guys.
Yeah, no, consider, no, I think that's.
Unless it was some other serious thing.
Well, yeah.
But I'm really surprised I didn't pump the septic tank, you know. You know when the last time that was pumped?
Oh, let's see. He had his done when we had ours done, maybe. Yeah, probably wasn't even that long ago. I'll ask Sean if he has record, because I'm pretty sure it was around the same time we did. I'll look and see if we can find something. Maybe Brenda could go back through online to when they can. Maybe we could be a little bit more proactive as to when
it'd,
that was.
It'd be
done.
Good to be able to say, you know, here's one of them. And there's just, was it just two people living there or one?
Yeah.
Well, two.
Just two. No. Lyle was the last to leave. Let's see, he and Sean have been married. Yeah.
It's probably time. It's just two of us most of the time.
Yeah. So they, I just remember them having it done. I don't know that it was an issue. I think it was just that some
just
wanted to have done.
Health department recommends every 5 years for a family. That's, you know, one chip you need because the all these leach fields. After or when that secondary water system, leach field design, all that time before then, it was high elevated. But what ours, I know on ours, because I